Hello, culinary explorers. Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into a recipe that's wrapped in tradition and crispy perfection. That's right, we're unlocking the secrets of Willie Mae's legendary fried chicken. First things first, let's talk about the magic behind Willie Mae's chicken. This isn't just any fried chicken. It's a story of crispy, golden exteriors with juicy, flavorful interiors that have tantalized taste buds for generations. Now, whether you're a kitchen newbie or a seasoned chef, this recipe is crafted for all skill levels. But before we get into the nitty-gritty, ensure you've got your culinary arsenal ready. You'll need a deep, heavy-bottomed frying pan or a deep fryer, a thermometer to keep that oil temperature in check, and something for draining, like paper towels or a wire rack. All right, let's marinate. Willie Mae's secret starts with the marinade. You'll need about 2 cups of buttermilk. No buttermilk? No problem. Just mix 2 cups of milk with 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. Submerge your chicken pieces in this mixture, cover, and let them sit in the fridge. Overnight is best, but if you're pressed for time, a few hours will still do wonders. While those are soaking up flavors, let's mix our dry ingredients. Grab a medium bowl and whisk together 1.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon each of paprika, garlic powder, onion powder, and cayenne pepper. Adjust that for heat preference, folks, along with 2 teaspoons of salt and 1 teaspoon of black pepper. Now, heat your oil to 350 degrees. While that's warming, take your chicken out of the buttermilk, let the excess drip off, and coat each piece thoroughly in your flour mixture. Here's a pro tip. For extra crunch, dip the pieces back into the buttermilk and then the flour mixture again. Carefully place your chicken pieces in the hot oil. Remember, don't crowd the pan. They need space to fry to crispy perfection. Each piece should take about 10 to 12 minutes to reach that golden brown we're after. Always check that they're cooked through before taking them out. Once done, let them rest on a wire rack over a baking sheet to drain that excess oil and keep them crispy on all sides. And there you have it, your very own batch of Willie Mae's fried chicken, ready to impress at any table. Serve hot and crispy right from the fryer, and watch as it becomes the highlight of your meal. Thanks for joining me on this crispy culinary journey. Remember, good cooking is about patience and practice. Keep those stovetops sizzling, and I'll see you next time on Simple Recipe Box, where we bring simplicity and joy back to the kitchen.